With the way the last few years have gone in gaming, it's becoming increasingly hard to remember a time when open-world games were the exception, rare outliers that were occasionally dropped into an ocean of linearity. One isn't necessarily better than the other, of course. Both overarching styles of game have their place. But if one thing is certain, it's that the influx of open-world adventures over the last few years means competition on the market is at an all-time high. It's easier than ever to separate the wheat from the chaff. Open worlds are notoriously hard to pull off, after all, extremely hard. It's difficult to make all of the disparate components of a living, breathing world sing, to make a fictional locale truly immersive, to harmonize gameplay, exploration, and player agency. And it's easy to fall far short of players' increasingly high expectations. That's why when an open-world game comes out and so thoroughly outclasses its competition, it's a notable story. And with Rockstar's long-in-development Red Dead Redemption 2, we have ourselves such a game, one that, in its very fundamentals, shines brighter than any open-world game I've ever encountered. Now, that's not to say Red Dead Redemption 2 is a perfect game, because it truly isn't. From a gameplay perspective in particular, which is always vital to consider, Redemption 2 can and does fall woefully short at times. But it's the world within which Rockstar's sprawling epic takes place that, well, takes your breath away. And so it becomes easier to forgive the game for what it does wrong when it does so much not only right, but very right. I've not seen anything like Red Dead Redemption 2 in my 3 decades of playing video games. Not only is it pound for pound the most beautiful game I've ever seen, particularly when it comes to its diverse, wide-open environments and flawless animations, but it's perhaps the single greatest example I've ever encountered of a fully realized digital world. Everything seems to be there for a reason. Every encounter seems notable. Every line of dialogue seems deliberate. Redemption 2 is, in this sense, an absolute marvel, and while I wish it controlled tighter, and while that's a complaint worth getting into in this very review, I couldn't help but be enamored with just about everything else it does. As I approach my 40th hour with the game, and as I hover below the 50% completion mark, I smile in glee, knowing there's so much more for me to discover and do. While it was tempting to rush through the game to complete it in time for the review embargo, I simply refused to do so. I played organically, let myself get distracted, allowed myself to get caught up in the little stuff. I knew I'd go weeks beyond the embargo and still not be done. In other words, I'm gonna savor it. I hope you do too. Red Dead Redemption 2 takes place in 1899, and it acts as a prequel to 2010's Red Dead Redemption, which took place in 1911. In the original, you played as John Marston, a waning and aging Wild West criminal who finds himself in, well, an unusual pickle. But in the prequel, you play as a man named Arthur Morgan, a lieutenant in the Vanderlyn gang from which Marston originally hailed, a gang led by a man known as Dutch. At its very core, Redemption 2 provides a ton of context to the events of the original, but is its own self-contained story too, one that Marston plays his own role in. I'm not going to get any deeper into the story than this, as it's the most important component of Red Dead Redemption 2's fine clockwork, and I know it's not anything any of you want spoiled. Indeed, most of the cutscenes you're seeing in this very video review hail from the game's opening few hours, with rare exception. But take my word for it, the story drives this game single-handedly. Like Red Dead Redemption, its prequel is predicated upon the inexorable cultural collision between Eastern-driven, proper American society and the so-called Wild West, which is slowly turning to dust as telegraph wires are laid, as the reach of various trains expand like spiderwebs, as towns and cities are erected that start looking a lot more like something from civilization and something less like a village from Westworld. It's this tension, the tension between old and new, between young and old, between progress and antiquity, that fuels Redemption 2's story, and it just so happens to place you in a pivotal time in American history to boot. The American government once asked the so-called frontier to be occupied by only the most daring, cunning, and adventurous people that could survive such a situation. Now that society has caught up with their progress, their way of life is being decimated. It's not unlike the original Red Dead Redemption in this regard, though with more than a decade separating the two games, the prequel's rendition of the plains, plateaus, and peaks is just a little more pristine, and it shows in the game's utterly drop-dead gorgeous graphics. And even if you're technically playing as the bad guys, there's a tinge of sadness to all of it, because it's not a contest. The old ways are dead, they're gone, it's just a matter of time, and they know it. Apart from the game's lovely aesthetic, the first thing I truly noticed while playing, something I pretty much never stopped thinking about thereafter, is how insanely cinematic it all is. I'm not only talking about its cutscenes either. What I'm really talking about is how well the dialogue is written, how amazing the vocal performances are, and how seamlessly it's all wrapped up into these characters that you get to know. Some of them, criminal or not, you may even come to like or admire. It's very much like The Sopranos, Mad Men, or Ozark in this regard. Red Dead Redemption 2 has an undeniable Hollywood quality to it, and for as cliche as it is, there were times where I kind of forgot I was playing a game. If you're not into story, cutscenes, and dialogue, it's hard to imagine that Redemption 2 would be for you, but if you love story and games like I do, you're going to find a ton to adore here. While there are times that conversations may get a little long in the tooth, especially when you're approaching a mission and it's all being set up, sometimes for several minutes at a time, so much dialogue and exposition adds immense texture to the experience, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to find any game in any genre that has both more characters and more character. But of course, games are meant to be played, and it's here that it's far easier to ding Red Dead Redemption 2. There are third-person open-world games that control far, far better than Redemption 2 does, and there are a laundry list of games that handle combat better too. While I understand that the game isn't supposed to feel over-the-top, fast, and arcadey, it does often feel lumbering and stiff, and that's a shame, though it merely diminishes the experience a bit and certainly doesn't ruin it. Perhaps more a testament to everything else Redemption 2 does right than where it happens to fall short. Aim assist feels less optional and more mandatory because of the controls, and the dead aim feature is helpful too, though I barely use it. But generally, I wish I could run around more easily, interact more fluidly, and have more of a feeling of tangible control. A lack of fine control sometimes meant I'd fail a mission or not complete a task in time, not because of me per se, but because the game just doesn't operate on the same control level of, say, Horizon Zero Dawn. It doesn't help that button notifications are finicky too. You often have to be in just the right place for a button prompt to pop up, so that you can talk to a person, perform a random task for a cutscene, hit your horse, and more. Speaking of horses, it's here that Redemption 2's controls perform far, far better. In this way, I'm reminded of Rockstar's Grand Theft Auto series, which is always far more fun to play in a car than on foot. The same is true here. Riding a horse or a horse-drawn carriage feels great, and with so many different varieties of horses at your disposal, you can mix, match, catch, release, purchase, and sell steeds to your heart's content. Truth be told, and as you can probably see in my footage, I've stuck with my mangy starter horse for the duration of my experience so far. I named him Schmuckface. The game wouldn't let me name him a different name that rhymes with that, unfortunately, and he and I have a bit of a rapport with one another. I'm not being facetious either. By grooming him, feeding him, petting him, and taking good care of him generally, the bond I have with my horse, and how that bond affects the horse's statistics, like health and stamina, means that I don't really want to move on to, say, Schmuckface 2. Not quite yet, anyway. Statistical depth, like seen with the horses, is in virtually every nook and cranny in the game, and it's part of what makes the entire world buzz. When you talk to random strangers and help them out, perhaps giving a homeless vet some coin or helping a stranded townsperson with her dead horse, you'll gain what is, in essence, positive karma. But if you start raising your weapons to the innocent, robbing them blind, causing havoc, and generally being an unkempt and uncivilized member of Western society, well, you'll see the exact opposite occur. It's cool because you can interact with tons of random characters, even if just in passing, saying something nice or provoking them, or even shaking them down. But even without there being a statistical benefit, it's cool that there's so much random conversation and activity happening around you at all times. In many ways, Red Dead Redemption 2 is a marvel of game design, because there are so many elements that intertwine into something coherent. People will rightfully focus on the graphical flair of the game, but under the hood, there's a lot of special stuff going on that makes Redemption 2 more than just another open-world game. Indeed, the game is the epitome of dense, though you don't have to necessarily explore all it has to offer. In some ways, it's akin to 2004's Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, where you have to feed and otherwise take care of your protagonist. You can and should eat regularly, as well as get good sleep, and you should always be mindful of how going through these and similar motions affect your statistics, whether it's health, stamina, or something else entirely. You can get a haircut, you can trim or shave your beard, you can change your attire, and you can even take baths. All of this is relevant in its own way too. People may start treating you differently if you have a disgusting beard, wild hair, and haven't bathed in a week. Likewise, the Vanderlyn gang has its own encampment that also needs to be kept up. As you make money through your various almost always illegal endeavors, you'll split it with the gang. That money, in turn, can be used to upgrade your camp in various ways. You may want to give the camp chef access to better food and supplies, for instance, which means the food he cooks will have better benefits for you. Or you may want to tend to the gang leader's accommodations, which will encourage others in the gang to contribute more money. Hell, you may even want to get yourself a boat so you can scurry out of camp by water instead of land, just in case. Red Dead Redemption 2's dynamic nature doesn't nearly end there. In fact, we've barely scratched the surface. There are a metric ton of side quests and optional encounters. There's a compendium you can fill in as you go through the game, keeping track of everything you've done, every piece of food, every horse breed, every wild animal, and much more. You can craft and create your own goods with elements you find, buy, or steal. There are a litany of challenges you can go through too, though I wasn't crazy about the general design structure of them, as they're sequential, meaning you need to do one before the next is unlocked, and so on, so I've barely done anything on that front. You can buy a ton of guns and modify them, you can pick through general stores' impressively designed catalogs to see their wares, you can pick up bounties for the local sheriff's department, you can sit down for a game of cards or dominoes or something, well, a little more dangerous. You can get drunk or stay sober, emaciate yourself or stuff your fat face, bathe alone or with a friend, heavily involve yourself in the activities of those around you or ignore them entirely. When I tell you that there are options galore in Red Dead Redemption 2, I mean it. When I tell you that I've spent 5 days with the game and haven't gotten anywhere close to beating it yet because of those distractions, I mean that too. This is a game that isn't meant to be played from point A to point B to point C. It's a game meant for you to meander through, to take at your own pace, to soak in. It's not a game to rush through, beat, and put on the shelf. Far from it. Redemption 2's map is likewise gigantic. I haven't seen nearly all of it yet. As you go through the game, you can explore at your own pace, and you can expect a lot of random things to occur. If you have a bounty on your head for some reason, maybe you robbed a townsperson in front of a witness or killed some cops that were just a little too curious, you'll be chased until you pay off your bounty or get dragged in. Expect rival gangs to take aim at you too. It's cool that you're never really truly safe in the open world. Even if you set up camp for the night so you can catch some Z's and maybe cook up some of the meat you've hunted, you may be assailed around the next bend come morning. A day-night cycle keeps things moving, as does a dynamic weather system. Thunderstorms are especially graphically breathtaking. And I suppose it's worth reiterating one more time. The environments in the game are universally gorgeous. They straight up look real sometimes. I play on a 1080p TV, which many of you don't, so I can't even imagine what this game will look like on a better set than mine. Unfortunately, for as big as the map is, the quick travel systems, there are multiple, leave a lot to be desired. Indeed, I think Rockstar would be taking liberties even calling the system quick travel at all, since you'll be waiting well over a minute for the game to load once you opt to instantaneously head to a new portion of your expansive domain. If I have one final complaint in a sea of compliments, though, it's this. I wish that I didn't have to be so violent in the game. I wish I had more of a choice to do things passively or cleverly. Now, a lot of you know me plenty well and know that I don't shy away from violence in games, it's perfectly fine. But with a game so well thought out, for a game so thoughtful and so thorough, it does come off as a little one-note at times, when you end up laying waste to literally hundreds of people over the course of a few weeks. A suspension of disbelief is always necessary in video games, but I think more thought could have gone into how a person might play Redemption 2 without having to kill so many people, or even any people at all. Alas, it's not a complaint many will agree with, but it's one I needed to wedge into this review. I would have preferred if there wasn't so much blood on the hands of my version of Arthur Morgan. But at the end of the day, Red Dead Redemption 2 is a mighty triumph, even while accounting for its shortcomings. I appreciate how incredibly deep it all is, how much work must have gone into making it all reality, and how seamlessly it all works. This isn't an open world meant only to be messed around in, this isn't just Cause. Red Dead Redemption 2 is the new high watermark for open world games, and while it's certainly not going to blow anyone away when it comes to core gameplay, and while that's a legitimate and significant knock against it, it does so much so well, so much better than anyone else even, that it's hard not to be impressed, if not outright enamored. It goes without saying, but Red Dead Redemption 2 will absolutely be in the Game of the Year discussion for 2018, and it's a spot well deserved. Rockstar takes its time, it dumps money and resources galore into its games. Their games are done when they're done. It's not a practical way for most developers and publishers to go about crafting their adventures, but when possible and when executed like this, well, it provides dividends galore.